Hey. What's
We
up?
are
Mo and Mel
here.
here. We are here. We are live. It's Wednesday, hump day, West Coast Wednesdays. Your girls Mo and Mel here to chop it up with you for a little bit about some sports. There's some stuff going on all over the place. We're going to talk about the All-Star weekend, the pros and cons. We're going to talk about some jugadores. There's a couple updates in the news today, as well as we're going to talk about your Vegas Auto Gallery and this crazy thing they did at the game yesterday.
Yay,
And we'll be doing it throughout the season, which is wild. It makes me just want to go to a game because of what's happening. We're going to talk about that. Of course, we're talking about our Vegas sports. We're going to see the turnout the Thrill had at their home opener, which seemed to be
yep.
electric. Spring training is here. I got my Mariner shirt on just because
Yeah, I was gonna
it's
put on
go
my Dodger
time.
blue. I was ready for it with Ohtani. I've been keeping up, seeing what my Dodgers gonna do. But
I hear
we got
you.
so much of sports. College basketball, the UConn upset. We gotta talk about that. Like, that was huge.
Much.
And then
Huge.
all of
We
our
got more.
other
There's a
spring
couple
break.
NFL. There's some NFL quarterback news, kind of like rumors and bets you can place at this time. There's also, we definitely need to hide. Shout out to our boy Weeks because he sent me this video. Of course, we had talked about the Professional Women's Hockey League that started up in January. They had a huge turnout last week on Friday. We want to talk about that. And then we've got a lot of girl power. We got to talk about the U.S. Women's National Team. These new girls, these young Titos on the girls team are coming through. So we got a lot to talk about. Stay with us. Titas, the young Titas that are up here getting it in for the U.S. Women's National Team. But hey, first, I just need to mention and shout out to Natalie for sending this over. I don't know what iPhone plans to, I don't know what this is about. iPhone has decided to have their own sports app. So for a person like me who already has ESPN, CBS Sports, Bleacher Report, NFL News, I'm not sure, like, what else am I getting from Apple that I need to have one more? I guess,
And
could you
then a
live
betting
bet?
odds from an app we can't even use. We can't even use DraftKings.
We
That's the
can't
other
use
paragraph.
DraftKings in Vegas, which is ridiculous. And it's crazy because isn't DraftKings here in Vegas, or is that FanDuel that has an office here? One of them has an
I
office here.
believe it's
It's
either
right there off
DraftKings.
Durango by the Durango Casino. They got an
I think
office
it's
right
either
there.
DraftKings or FanDuel. It's one or the other. Either way, we can't have either one of them, but it might
Well,
be
and
a
they keep
corporate.
mentioning, well, it's real time clock for each game. Every app I have is on real time, maybe like a second or two delayed, but I mean, it depends on
I
how
mean, I
fast
think
your
it's
phone is
good
and
for
your
those that don't
signal.
want the ESPN but do still want something else as an alternative to sports. Because if you do set yourself to ESPN, you add your favorite teams and you get all these
Right.
news updates and all this
Okay.
stuff. Maybe the Apple sports app is more simplified for people just to have a score, post it, whatever, and keep it pushing. I mean,
I mean, I would
it
hope
makes
so. I don't
sense
know.
simpler.
I'm just so if anybody out there, Team iPhone, of course we all are, us, me and Mo.
Yeah,
If
for
you're out
sure.
there, you got the app. Let us know the pros and cons of this app. Let us know how it is because it's brand new. It just released today, so there's no feedback yet on the Apple Store on the app itself. So if you got some feedback for us, let us know. We're just not sure what's
Yeah, I didn't
happening.
tinker with it. I didn't have time today to tinker with it to see what it's gonna do, but I just
Yeah.
figured, hey, it's
I
for all
didn't
those
even
that don't have
download it
Apple.
yet. I just figured I'll wait a little bit. It's like an update. Like I'm not gonna do the update right when it comes out. I'm gonna wait a few weeks, let that Apple, let the kinks work out and get some feedback and go from there. So I don't
Yeah.
know. We shall see. We shall see. Trending. Give me some information on I watched some, I've listened, I saw JJ on the First Take today. And shout out, ESPN really confused me. I don't know if this happened yesterday because I wasn't watching TV in the morning yesterday, but there was no Pat McAfee show. My morning routine is ESPN in the background with First Take and then Pat McAfee in the background. Pat McAfee on the
Pat
McAfee.
McAfee. Yes, not McAfee. He's not McCaff.
McAfee.
He's not McCaffrey. As much as we would
I
love to
you
see him
know
be
me
good,
and my names. I feel
I
like
know
it's better with Pat
McAfee, and I'm gonna
McAfee.
butcher the names when we get to the UFC talking. But
I
it's
feel like
McAfee.
Pat McAfee sounds way better than McPhee. So I'm a
McAfee, Mac,
Pat.
Uffy, like McAfee. I'm
McAfee.
gonna McAfee.
That's what I was saying. Pat Mac McPhee. I wasn't saying McPhee, Pat McAfee.
And then you said McPhee. after that.
I don't do McPhee. Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee. Yeah. You said McAfee.
McAfee.
God dang it. McAfee. I like Pat McAfee. That's what I like. Anyways, his show wasn't it's there.
So funny. I love it.
It had some, what is it? Low post, but the guy, two incredibly boring white Caucasian males talking about, I don't even know. I gave him 1 second. I was like, who is on my TV right now? And turned off. So anyways, back to First Take, JJ Redick. Apparently he had said some things about Doc Rivers, about always, you know, it's always an excuse. There's never accountability with that guy. Well, it stirred some feathers. Pat Bev came at him. Doc's son, Austin Rivers, came at him. And do you have some more background on this one? Like, it's been a trending thing on Twitter. And I've seen a few of the videos. It sounds like Pat Bev made some accusations. JJ Redick had receipts. It's been back and forth. I don't know.
Okay, so.
Is anyone right?
So, boom. This is the situation.
Boom.
The Bucks before All-Star break had a game against the Memphis Grizzlies. Ever since Doc Rivers has come on, they have been on a losing streak. 6 games to be exact. They play a Grizzly team with no Ja Morant and lose the game. The Grizzlies are what, 25-16 to Bucks 35 and something, and they lose a game against the Memphis Grizzlies right before All-Star break. All the starters are healthy and strong. So that sparked the conversation about Doc Rivers' position with this Bucks team. Is it the right choice that the Bucks made him the head coach of this team after firing the coach that was their assistant at one point? Everyone on Bucks County is saying, oh, they're looking stronger on the defense, but offensively, they can't seem to gel. Problems are arising with Dame Lillard, the system they had in place where Dame could get the ball and shoot. And by the way, congrats on the MVP of All-Star as well as 3-point shooting contest. We'll talk about it. But the fact that he's not getting his hands on the ball and not able to facilitate in plays with this new coaching situation and scheme has people side-eyeing like, hey, now the Bucks are not number 2 in the league. We dropped to number 3 and Boston is like the East Coast Dom now. Like, what's going on? So, JJ Redick fashion, he questioned it. He questioned his history playing with the Clippers and saying, and not for nothing, I'm not mad at him for knocking Doc on this. You had a high-flying circus act over there with Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan. You had a whole elite squad over there in Candyland, Clipperland, and you still never brought a championship to you guys.
Going to throw that one in there, huh?
It was all, you know, the hoorah, the hanging off ribs and making it spectacular, but could never go to the promised land. You know, so that is where JJ is coming from. He's coming from the experience of being on a Clippers team and the type of coach that Doc Rivers is as far as accountability goes on losses. He has been quoted, even with this Bucks organization, kind of low-key throwing his team under the bus to not hold accountability for the losses that they've been taking. Ever since he's been there, it's been like L's. So what's going on?
What is going on?
And I mean, Austin Rivers, you got to protect your daddy, I guess so. And Pat Bev, what are you talking about? You were on that team too, and you didn't see no ring. And this is supposed to be Doc Rivers. This is the Doc Rivers of Boston Celtics. Well, we haven't seen that Doc Rivers, okay?
No.
This is a whole different Doc Rivers. I was totally adamant about this guy not joining the Bucks team. When they hired him, I was like, why? Like, look what he did to Philly. Literally dismantled Philly. That's another evidentiary proof. I mean, do you guys not see what's going on?
Well, the main point still is, why did they even fire their head coach when they had the
record? I still don't know the story on what that was all about. You know, rumors said because they wanted to get rid of Kostas Antetokounmpo, and he has a clause in his contract with the Bucks that as long as Giannis is there, his brother's never going to get fired or traded or whatever the case may be. So yeah. I don't know. That was a spec that I had heard.
It's still wild to me.
At the end of the day, you got Doc Rivers now, and you guys are losing. Mm-hmm. And then you lose right before the All-Star break against a Grizzlies team with no Ja Morant. And not to discredit the Grizzlies, they balled their butts off. I'm not saying that, but this is a Bucks team that's 35 and you guys are only like 20 wins. I think they're like what, number 12 in the West or something?
I mean, like, we're post All-Star break, so we're halfway through the season technically. I mean, Doc did just come on like what, 10 games ago or so. So maybe Who knows? Who knows what's happening out there?
I mean, so,
Pat Bev is now Pat Rivers. He's the adopted son.
Cry me a river. You on that team too, and you didn't see no ring. You had the most elite big three in the West at that time.
We've seen some great big threes without the results with rings. So it happens. So we can't put it
some
on that.
Some are retired. But where's DeAndre Jordan now? Where's Blake Griffin now? Blake Griffin's not even playing with the Knicks. He had one contract with them. And now
Blake Griffin? What's going on?
He's in Cancun. But even for recency, look what he did to Philly. It had nothing. It wasn't even just a Ben Simmons thing. Okay, I get that. That was a cluster within itself. But to split Joel Embiid, whatever you got into the head of James Harden, whatever it was, you dismantled that.
Well, how much do we think that the players themselves knew that the firing was going to happen and they got to give their input on maybe somebody that they'd want to see coach them? You know, we got Dame there. You got Giannis.
The man is here. He's not going anywhere. I mean, this contract is ridiculous. So he's there for the next four seasons. He's got a big payday. He's not going anywhere. Whatever's happening, they've got to fix their offense. If they want to be looking like contenders out of the East, they got to do better.
Yeah. Speaking of the East dominated the All-Star game, which was not what the sports books had in mind. They had the West as favored. Of course, you have your big guys in the West. The East came through. And I want to talk a little about the All-Star weekend. This is a little video that was shared about Kobe when he was alive, discussing the All-Star and the All-Star game itself.
I think the All-Star game in general needs a little revamping because it used to be competitive.
Yeah.
It used to be competitive. And fans want to see the best pickup game in the world. That's what this is. They don't want to see you running up and down and dunking and doing all this crazy. They want to see what happens when you get this collection of best basketball players on the planet and they play and they go head up against each other.
Man.
I mean, you guys play harder at a pickup game in UCLA.
For real.
And ain't billions of people watching.
For real.
Definitely do.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely do.
They got to turn it
up. The All-Star game needs a little changing. I always love competing in them. I didn't lose many of them.
Me and CP used to talk all the time. You took it serious.
Yeah, we went in. I don't think me and CP, when we played together in the All-Star game, I don't think we've ever lost a game.
Yeah.
And we used to look at each other and say, okay.
Oh, serious. If they don't want to play, we going to play.
Yeah, fourth quarter, let's go get
it. I mean, he's right. Rest in peace, Mamba. But the thing is, he's absolutely right. And not to mention, this is the same Kobe that had to wear a face mask post-All-Star game when Dwayne Wade, almost fractured and broke his nose. In that same All-Star game where it got very chippy and very scrappy and they played very aggressively.
But that's competitively. What in for. Here's the deal. These guys want that accolade of All-Star game. They want to be a participant. They want to be picked by the fans to be in the All-Star game. But then they get there and they don't want to play.
LeBron ruined it. We have our answer. LeBron never participated in a dunk.
I personally didn't want to say because you knew I already feel about LeBron basketball wise. But
he never participated in a dunk off contest or any of the skills challenges his whole entire career. So that has now resonated with these other young up and coming rising stars that, hey, if LeBron ain't got to do it, why should I do it? Why should I risk anything? That has set the tone of why we're seeing these pickup games or whatever you want to call it. Shoot arounds, like we do in the NFL Pro Bowls.
They're playing harder in the Drew League. Let's just be honest. When they're on the summer camp, they're on vacation, they're playing harder in a pickup game, like Kobe said, than they are here.
All-Star game with Jordan in it and Barkley in it and everybody. And they play competitively. And I was telling someone, you notice how they have one set of colorways for their uniforms? I used to like seeing my All-Stars in their team uniforms representing the team, not only the West, but representing the team they play for. Now they got blue versus red. It's I don't like none of that. I don't like any of that. And I feel like the rules in order to make this competitive is if every player from the teams that are picked for All-Star, if they represent each team in the league, possibly, whoever wins in the East moves up a standing. Whoever wins off of the East or the West, each of their teams moves up a standing.
Okay.
See what that does for your record and see if people will really get out there and start playing. But
well, some people talked about having like, let's do one-on-ones or two-on-twos, like let your two favorite players on both teams. I don't know about that. There was also one
there and play. Like,
well, there was also one like if you are East versus West, whatever side wins, that team that win, you know, that player or that team, or not that team, but that conference gets to host the NBA championship. So that way you have like a, you're going to have somewhat of a, you know, having a home court advantage. Yeah, my thing is that after we see these skills competitions happen, we see the dunk contest, and shout out to Mac McClung again, because G Leaguer out there winning back-to-back dunk contests. Cause there's nobody
out of a cryogenic,
but there's nobody able to do it. But then you got people like Joel Embiid that's coming and saying, oh, I could easily win the dunk contest. Well, go in. Get in there and do it then. Like, the everybody wants snooze. To say something after the fact.
The dunk fest was a snooze. Where did Mac come from? We ain't seen Mac since the last years of dunk competition.
Because he's in the G League. We're not watching him. He's in Orlando, whatever they are.
To incorporate that is saddening within itself. G Leaguers were never in there.
Two NBA G All-Star. League players in the dunk contest this year. That's how bad it is. You don't.
That's what I'm saying. To have that
two basketball teams, you have to get two extra guys from
and
the
that's
G
terrible.
League just to have
whack.
It.
And I like Max creativity, but it was still a whack and snooze fest contest. I wasn't thrilled. No one from the other side came into anything. It wasn't.
Why aren't any of the young guys wins and getting all of that, in there right? and doing it? Like, you're already having to be thing. There. You're not getting injured off the dunk contest. Like, you're not going to go. Here's the deal. If you can't play hard in the basketball, in the actual game, then get in one of the contests and let's see you work it then. Because numerous players on the All-Star roster could have easily been the dunk contest.
Well, they don't because LeBron has not done a dunk contest.
But so why are we paying attention to LeBron? Like, who cares?
No, if he ain't got to do it, they ain't got to do it. He's literally set the tone of the precedence of what we're seeing in All-Star game. They can scrap the whole thing for all I care. Let them take a break. Let them do whatever they got to do when we group on Thursday. Yeah, I don't even need this.
I can't. It's too much. It's a lot. One thing that was interesting to watch was the new LED courts and how they change depending on the activity. They had a Russell's 3-point line or 4-point line that moved up and down.
That mess was terrible too, because even when they did the skills competition, the damn players couldn't even find the arrows, didn't know which way
they
to go.
See. The
sensory overload. They couldn't even know where they had to go and all of that stuff. I really need the theatrics to stop, and let's just get back to fundamental history of NBA, 75 years old. Bring back what we know and love about the doggone game. Make a great
we like the game. We want to see old, late 80s, early 90s, even late 90s games where these guys were playing, not even like you're playing to your maximum effort, but you're playing and you're giving it because you want to win. You
want
to win.
Competition.
The fact the game was close to 400 points total is ridiculous. Even with the three-pointers that everybody makes.
Well, that's what
getting to 400 points is insane.
But the thing of it is breaking a record of 200 points means nothing to me. Because it's a shoot-around. That's what it is. It's not a game. It's a shoot-around.
Yeah.
Three after three. It's a shoot-around. Shoot-around. Hey, Kiki with your friends, whatever. But there's no competition in it.
None. But we can't talk about the main attraction.
That was the best thing that happened.
Steph Curry, Sabrina Ionescu went down to the wire. Listen, Sabrina lost. Okay. It was 29-26, but Sabrina came out cold. She didn't seem to have it together that first rack or so, and then turned it on. She was shooting from the NBA line. Just remember is that the winner of the 3-point contest for the NBA had 26 as well. So she was easily in the 3-point contest running with the guys. She did miss it by 3 points with Steph, but by far, I think what everybody was tuning into for this year's All-Star game, congrats to Sabrina.
That's all we had.
It'll be interesting to see if they continue this on from next year. Like, maybe is Caitlin Clark going
to
be doing it 1 year against somebody? We've got the WNBA's got shooters. So
I want to see her do Dame Lillard next season.
Well, my thing is, would be interesting to see if they had like a WNBA team for the skills competition. Let the girls do a put a team up of the three WNBA players and put them in a skills competition as well. Let them get in there. I want to see that.
Then it'd be WNBA All-Star. I love that they have the inclusion in it as well, but I just need to see more of what the NBA is supposedly doing. Like, it's just ridiculous that our biggest
Kenny and Reggie war. During that whole thing was like, killed my ears.
Well, that
killed
was bad too, ears. But the gender wars and their commentary and all of that, like, the celebrity game was cool. They made him an assistant coach to Stephen A. Smith's team. And, right. You know, Shannon had an assistant coach from WNBA. And that's great that they incorporate these ladies in. And I love to see that. And I think that was the only most watched thing that I was looking forward to was Steph and Sabrina. Sadly, absolutely. They didn't have any bets on it. Because I was like on William Hill looking like.
Me too. Listen, nothing. I was on there as nothing. Well. Not absolutely a single nothing. Bet for that, which was terrible.
They had bets for everything else in the NBA. But that
was everything is for All-Star Weekend. Everything yeah, except
everything,
for that.
Everything under the sun with that.
Except for the one thing that everybody else wanted
to bet. Yeah, that everybody wanted to see. That was probably the best thing that came out of this. And it too. You know how boring it was for this game? Adam Silver wasn't even peppy about giving out awards at the end of the game. Like, dude, this is your fault. Like, maybe
this
you
is what
and
you created.
Need to huddle up and think of something else. Like, maybe y'all need to, you need to just get it revamped. But
somebody needs to figure something out.
You let a G-leaguer win a dunk off back-to-back with no NBA player whatsoever who's not even on a current NBA team, but on a farm team. Like, that just make it make sense. Whatever. Moving that on. Part. I'm ready for Thursday. That I got part. My fantasy league. I'm playing Natalie this week. I don't know what she's doing. Oh. I figured, like, just hit start active players for the week. And hopefully.
Apparently you're number one in fantasy football league. Hello.
Yeah, and I'm number one in the basketball one, too. Like, I'm not playing with these folks. Like, my injuries are, everybody's recovering from injury. All-star break is over. Let's go. Like,
Mo takes this seriously. She needs the all-stars to take it seriously, too. Listen.
Yes, we would love that. What am I watching? What are we wasting hours for?
I get it. I get it. Talk to me about UFC 298. I didn't get to watch it, but I saw that there was, like, some craziness happening. There was stuff going around. I know you talked about it a little bit. What did I miss?
So here's the thing. Alexander Volkanovski is the featherweight MMA champion, has been so for very quite some time. This is the first time in his career that he's actually had someone who repeatedly in weigh-ins as well as in face-offs declared that he was going to knock him out, had manifested it. And that was Topuria. I think I'm saying his name. I hope so. Ilya Topuria. So the whole time he kept saying in weigh-ins at press conferences, I'm knocking him out. Now you have to understand that Topuria's record is only 15-0. Whereas, you know, this for being a featherweight division, this guy, Alexander Volkanovski, has been like, what, 34? And I think he had 5 losses. Dang. To his record. He is the OG of the featherweight division for MMA. He is basically like that Conor McGregor of the featherweight division. So to have this guy come in and knock him all the way out and knocked him out so good that it took a minute for him to kind of render consciousness was huge, okay? I mean, this fight was only 3 minutes and 32 seconds.
Oh, wow. So this was the main fight.
That was the main card fight. That was it. It was
that's
like the
that pay-per-view money doesn't really make it, huh?
They said arguably this was the best featherweight MMA combat fight in history. So I'm with it, and that's what it is, you know. But this kid is 27 years old. He's already ready to declare his next bout. I don't know what's going to happen with Volkanovski.
I ain't mad at him.
I can't be mad at him. You know?
Good for him.
This is what happened. No, you know? And so Dana White has been quoted on record saying that now this has opened up another new door for the featherweight division with Topuria winning this fight. I don't think anybody expected it. No one saw it coming because, you know, it's just like.
I wonder what the odds were on him then. I wonder what kind of payout that was. Yo, that listen, sounds like a good.
Who knows? Because Volkanovski was number one in his division to a number five contender. You got knocked out, bro.
Knocked, though.
Knocked
anyway.
Out.
That's crazy.
It is. And if you see the actual punch that did it and how the crowd went insane and all of that, it just was done. Done deal.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, and then I heard there's big things coming for like UFC 300. I know you sent me a thing that Francis got a fight coming up, Mr. Nagano.
In Riyadh against Anthony Joshua. Let's freaking go. Shout out to Markel Martin. Shout out to The Zone Boxing because this is who set it up. Like, whatever time it is in Riyadh, we got to make this happen in the daytime.
The alarm's going off. 3 a.m. Let's go.
Yeah. I have to see this one. I can't not miss this fight. A lot of people are talking about that as far as who they got, but I'm rolling with my boy Francis. We're going to see, but Anthony Joshua, I mean, he's that guy. Like, it's going to be good. I'm liking this. I'm liking where
that
his
guy,
his
that guy, that guy.
Yeah.
You never know. College football approved the 12-team playoff format. Of course, we all know it's been four teams for a while, which is why I also went to the championship this year, because it's going to be even harder for teams to continue to repeat and get in this sucker, because you're going to have 12 teams vying for a play or getting a playoff spot, one game elimination. I mean, it's going to be interesting.
It is
going to be interesting. Five automatic qualifiers will get in, and then seven other teams will make it in. It's going to be, listen, they're trying to make it 14 or 16 teams by like 2026, 27. They said, wow.
Yeah.
College football is going to be crazy.
It is. Yeah. And I'm stuck on college basketball because we'll be rolling into the March Madness. And speaking of college basketball, UNR game, let's go.
It's not UNR, it's Wyoming.
No.
They're playing
this
Wyoming.
Past weekend, the ladies
are playing right now. They're in overtime.
Oh,
and
are they?
Overtime to Wyoming. It looks like they're up by 3 points with 25 seconds left. But sorry.
The UNLV, about the men's, how they had the most sold out game in the entire season, the last two seasons.
How many?
When it was UNR, UNLV.
How many?
I didn't get a count, but everybody was advised to wear the Rebel Red, and they all showed up and showed out to see the loss.
Really? I got to check that out.
They lost.
I'm skeptical on the amount of people that show up for these
games.
They
were there. They were there. This was over the weekend, too. We had a lot going on over the President's weekend.
So. Yeah, we did. There was a lot going on. We'll get into the Vegas sports more in a sec. We want to give a couple of Hugo Doris updates. You know, this is our guy. We both love him to death. Marshawn, the update on Marshawn Lynch after his 2022 DUI charge. Basically, this was when he was found sleeping in the car. Got some good attorneys. Shout out to him. So he's going to have to do traffic school, pay a fine, complete 200 hours of community service, and do a victim witness panel. But it will be as a reckless driving. So no misdemeanor DUI.
Yeah, they reduce it to reckless driving.
Doesn't good
have
for him.
Jail time.
Well, and good. Did you see him in Vegas during Super Bowl cussing at all the 49er fans?
Absolutely.
I think both of us can appreciate
it.
That.
I loved it all. I was there for it. Way to rock with us, Marshawn. You were ready. Yeah. You know how it goes. People weren't understanding when I was like, do you not understand this is a nightmare of a Super Bowl on two sides? Like,
yeah,
we don't want this.
We don't want any of it.
We don't want any of it. And shout out to Aria for holding into the energy of being Raider Nation as well with the cupcakes shaped as the poo emoji for both teams. You can either pick up a red one that had KC in the poo cupcake or another red one with the San Francisco 49ers shaped like a poo. Either way, you're eating red poo. So I thank them for always being loyal to our Raider Nation and keeping that same energy for the guests that were there.
All that energy. So I missed this game, but I saw some highlights. So there was a scuffle between that Texas A&M Commerce and the Incarnate Word. I don't even know what conference or division of basketball this is. But these guys had a full on like a minute and a half. I'm only going to show you like 20 seconds. They went up and down throughout the court after the handshake, after the game. and continued on this brawl to where eight players, four on each team, were all suspended. I think between one and three games.
This is not good. This is really not good. We've got punches being thrown. This is really bad. Oh my goodness.
Ooh, full team fight. Coaches in the middle of it. Wouldn't be surprised. Someone got a nick on the face there.
This is not what you want to see after
that close of a game.
It has been a great.
Man, what started the melee?
And the thing is that it continued on for another like 45 seconds. It was a close game. I believe it was Texas A&M that came out of it. I can't remember. Maybe I was on the video. I don't know. But four players from each squad. You saw coaches were falling down and getting, you know, fallen over and fallen on by their players.
Yeah,
it was the announcers for me that were just like, oh my goodness, this is not good. Oh my. It's just wild, wild times. I can't.
It's not even March and they're going mad.
Listen, not even March yet. Update on the mass shooting in the Chiefs parade. So we already knew that two juveniles have been arrested.
Right.
Well, today it sounds like two adults, and they're not even really adults. 18, and I think somebody was like in their young 20s. So we've got two adults also charged. Apparently, they're with a couple groups, and those groups got into altercation, and then they decided to go and just, you know, take out their weapons, take out their guns and start shooting at each other. Even though there were kids around, they decided to go ahead and bear arms.
They don't care about that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
they don't want to be fisticuffs. They just pull out guns. They're just cowards.
Listen, cowards, cowards, cowards. So needless to say, they're detained and will be until further arrangements. I think they're both being charged with second degree murder, which is wild. But hey, let's give a little shout out to Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift donated $100,000 to the family of the one woman who was killed during that parade, Lisa Lopez Galvin. So, hey.
That's awful that even had to happen at a
absolutely
celebration. It's just a tragic situation. And my heart goes out to that family because that was just senseless. And to anyone else that had to endure that traumatic experience, the running, all of that could have been so much worse. And
that's PTSD in a bottle right there. Anybody that was there that had to witness it, whether it, you know, was nearby you or not, to have to go through something like that is going to affect you in the future. And
Ugh, terrible. It's awful. I mean, kids, really, that's what you do. You kids. Argue. You have beef. Y'all don't want to throw up your hands. So you pull out guns and just shoot aimlessly.
Not why don't you shot. Fight? How about you fight?
None of you didn't even land the shots that were intended for the people you are. You literally just spraying. Come on,
because they carry guns, but they have no ability to shoot on target. So
no, of course not. They don't know how to shoot. Just having it.
Yeah, just to have a just crazy. Have a gun, so yeah, let's get into some Vegas sports. So we gotta get into.
Forgot one who's the door logo.
What?
Isaiah Stewart. Isaiah Stewart, our bad boy Piston.
Pistons. They must have like a bad boy aura that still happens there in Detroit. Cause
Drew Eubanks, what did you do? I don't even know who you are. I know you played for the Clippers, but it's like, what? I know who Isaiah Stewart is, but what happens before a game that you get co-cocked or try to get co-cocked and it still can play because it obviously was a love tap, but what I need to know what happened.
I mean, did he bang your girl? Was it you? Maybe your mom? I'm just curious. I just need to know what happened.
I'm sorry, not Clippers. He's for the Suns, Drew Eubanks. That's what I'm like. I don't even know who this kid is, but I know who Isaiah Stewart is. And that whole malice in the palace transcended over, honey. He's like, all
listen, the bad boy era. It can't live through others. Yeah, that was well. Dang, I did forget that one. That would have been a good one to have for sure, too.
Yeah.
All right, so we got to talk about the Vegas Golden Knights. They did lose yesterday 5-3, but there is this new, you know, during intermission giveaway, or not even a giveaway, but a contest that is happening through Vegas Auto Gallery. I can't even come to fathom when I just hope so you're there. Someone's there when someone can win this car, but give us a little breakdown of what's happening. We're going to show a video.
I really do. Vegas Auto Gallery is the official luxury partner for the Golden Knights. This is our second season going into this partnership with them, and it's been truly amazing. If you guys have gone to Golden Knights games, you probably have seen some of our prestigious logos. You probably can't see it on my polo or my quarter zip, yeah. But we specialize in all types of luxury vehicles and sports exotics. But our main thing is we
big are money official, cars,
big money cars, but we are the official West Coast dealership for Lotus.
Oh, Lotus
is based overseas. So we are the only ones in the Western region that can sell you a Lotus. That's not private. Wow. Yes. So that to say that we've had people on waiting lists for over 2 years to pre-order, dropping deposit money, everything to wait for the illustrious 2024.
And these cars are starting at over $100,000.
Yes, they are. Correct. Yes, they are. Yeah. But the Lotus is a classic kind of sports car. It's one of those that used to be in Autobahn races and has a good history of being like kind of a novelty sports car. And the fact that they have kind of remanufactured this to make it very sleek and very, very zippy. I love the car. Yeah. It goes really fast. 0 to 77 real quick. 177 real quick. So I'll take that.
So the contest is you're getting anybody in the state in the arena gets picked.
There's rules to it though. There's rules to it. So you must attend the Golden Knights game, number one. Number two, you need to be a Nevada resident. Number three, you need to have never played hockey or been in any kind of hockey league.
Don't get slick.
College, high school, or any kind of, you know, corporate challenge, like any hockey skills to that matter. And the other thing is they pick from the audience that's dressed in full VGK regalia. We want to see that team spirit as well. Yeah. So what they did last night at last night's game is they did highlight our dealership as well as our owner. Shout out to Nick Dosa.
Who I'm going to show that video now so people can see. Oh, you are? Perfect. Yes. Okay, here we go.
All right, Golden Knights family, a very special first intermission. Courtesy of our friends at Vegas Auto Gallery as we make our way to center ice. What you are looking at is a brand new Lotus Emira, which has yet to be even delivered to the public. They haven't even come off the line yet. I am here with Nick, owner of Vegas Auto Gallery. Nick, how excited are you for this partnership and the opportunity for one of our Golden Knights faithful to win this vehicle tonight?
Super excited.
Man, I'm very
excited.
Listen, you were just telling me as we got onto the ice, this car hasn't even hit public yet, and it's valued at over $100,000.
That's right. You can't even get them. We're sold out for 2 years.
For 2 years. Well, we have a contestant, a lucky contestant, who had no idea what he was in for. Bojo, introduce us to Ian.
Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Ian. Make some noise for Ian, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's place that puck on the center ice dot. This car is over $100,000. Brand new Lotus Emira, Vegas Auto Gallery. Take your time.
That's
okay.
That's not the
Listen,
one.
The nerves kicked in.
That's not the one.
Nick, get over here. Give him a consolation prize. You get a hat.
There it is.
It's a $20 hat. $100,000 car. You're going to see more of Vegas Auto Gallery and the opportunity to win these supercars as the season continues. Enjoy your...
Yes.
So listen, to have that opportunity, come on.
That's a tough shot, though. I have to say, that slap shot is pretty tough. So big ups to Ian for trying to make it happen.
And he just was a little off to the right. That's all.
It was just like a little off to the right. And there's a game tomorrow night, so someone else has another opportunity to try to win this vehicle.
So here's the deal. Is it going to be the same car every time? Or will they change?
It is. That is the Lotus Emira, like Nick explained, and like Chet explained that... They have not even come off the line yet, and they are on pre-order, and those that have already pre-ordered, they're already sold out in the pre-order.
So you can have something on the streets that nobody else
That no one else has, and this is the rare that you want to try to take advantage of getting something like that for free and not having to pay $100.
Free, but you know what, though? What's the tabs looking like? Them tags.
Oh my God.
What's the registration fee for $100,000 car?
Small potatoes, you know.
What's the insurance?
I feel like, I feel like getting that car, I think you'll be okay. I think you'll probably be okay. Insurance, that might be another question. That probably be something I would be thinking, like, what's that going to look like? But, I mean, if you guys want to stop by, anybody in the audience and locally that live here, can stop by both of our locations of Vegas Auto Gallery, the 5600 West Sahara Avenue address where I am. We do have a Lotus Emira in the showroom there. And then you can always visit the one that's closest to T-Mobile Arena off of Dean Martin, in between Dean Martin and Trop at 3055 Palm Center Drive. Wow. We do have some great exotics in there. And I got to say, we love the Golden Knights. The Knights love us. It's great to see some of the players as clients. Mr. Foley himself has been one of our best clients as well. And we look forward to a future in this partnership. And I'm looking forward to seeing somebody win this car. Like, I'm
listen, going to tomorrow night. That part. Yes.
Hopefully I can feel a winner tomorrow.
Maybe you're, maybe the Mo Magic. Maybe the Mo Magic will be there.
Let's do the Mo Magic. Something's got to happen. So I'm looking forward to it. I will be repping my Vegas Auto Gallery as well as repping my Knights. So, yeah, I just hope, They can bring it and do something. I would love to see it happen. I think I need to be there for that night.
Yeah, you do. And let's hope it happens soon. We got to see it. We got to see it happen. Hey, so we all, well, we didn't see the streaker during the Super Bowl, but through clips, we've seen the streaker come through.
National
so apparently the streaker is playing chess, not checkers. The streaker had placed a $50,000 prop bet that there would be a streaker. He won $374,000 off the bet, probably spent what, 10 grand, maybe 20 grand for tickets. So this guy's up. This guy's up like 300 grand off of just
he
being
bet
a streaker.
On himself and won. And
bet on himself and won. Won't be able to come back into Allegiant Stadium for life. But hey, you just won $300,000. Who cares?
That's okay. You can always see the Raiders play at another stadium, or you can see the Chiefs play at
that part. He might even be a Raiders fan.
Not even be a fan of ours. He might be a Chiefs or 49ers fan. He don't never have to come back to Allegiant if he don't want to. Like,
you don't
so
need
what?
To. He got paid. He's like, shoot, I can see them at any other stadium from now on. I'm good.
Right. So. Like, I saw Allegiant. Like, he literally bet on himself and won. Like, if that's not the most smartest chess versus checkers move.
I feel like that's something that's been done before, but I thought they had halted it because they'd halted the bet. When did that happen? I don't think it was Super Bowl, but it was something else or something similar. They had bet on this action happening and they actually did the action. But that's why I was saying I was hoping he cashed out before it became news because, hey, once I got the money, good luck getting it.
Yeah. Well. You could open, $374,000. Hey, I'll take that all day.
Like, I will take all of that. All of that.
That's a win.
Las Vegas Aces announced they were having their inaugural Aces Clinic. And within, I think, a day and a half, it sold out. So there is a wait list. There is a wait list. It's going to happen at their headquarters. It's for the kids age 6 to 12, co-ed, March 24th, 1 through 4. Again, it is sold out. So for those who already got in it, congratulations. If you want to get on the wait list, there is a wait list. So make sure you go check out that out. Plus, like you said, the Aces were repping at the All-Star Game. Chelsea, Jackie, Asia, Candace. Yeah. And Asia brought out the old Indiana Pacers throwback dress and jacket looking nice. I mean,
especially with the Reggie Miller thing, like the fact that he was even hating like that and you're paying homage to
Reggie, I've never been a fan of Ferengue face. So I just.
Well, they always say she's sniper anyway.
I was just mad because it was in Indiana. So I knew I'd have to listen to his voice throughout the entire weekend because of course it's Reggie town, but I personally have never been a Reggie Miller fan. I never will be, still am not. And after that back and forth between him and Kenny, here's my deal. It is Sabrina versus Steph. This is the TNT crew announcing during this as happening. Why wasn't Candace on the announcer's board during this contest?
Why should she have to be? Why couldn't we have men that seriously were supporting?
Wouldn't she be anyways? Like, it would be great because we hear her commentating for everything else. I would have loved to hear Candace and her giving that respect.
I mean, we've heard Candace. We already know Candace's take. But what I want to hear is this is a men's league of NBA. I wanted to hear from men that were sound and of our sound bites that we look up to say some positive things about the WNBA and this woman. And they missed it. And they failed.
They missed it.
They failed. Yeah. It shouldn't have to take any of the women to come in to gracefully. They give the flowers. We already get that. We need the men. I'm challenging these men to step up and acknowledge that WNBA ain't going nowhere. And these women are ballers. And welcome back.
And pretty soon your kids will be in it. Like, your kids may be in there. Like, how could you
not? And shout out to Brittany Griner going back to Baylor, retiring her jersey and doing a mini dunk out there to her fans. That was great.
And the jacket they made for her had Olympic patches, had a Mercury patch, had her number, had her accolades from Baylor when she graduated. I mean, amazing. Baylor did their thing. And it was crazy that I didn't realize that where they play was that new, where she didn't get to play there. She was like, listen, we could have lift the roof off this thing if I was playing this place. So, yeah.
And that was such a great tribute to her. And she was well-deserved on that. That's what I'm saying. Like, the flowers are there. We defeat the men to kind of own it.
You know, it happens. But shout out to Asia Wilson, New York Times bestseller.
Yay, let's go, Asia.
Let's go. But we really need to talk about this Vegas thrill. We talked about it last week. That their first home opener was last Thursday. I can't remember the exact number. I want to say it was close to 11,000 people or 10,000 people came out for their home opener for volleyball, professional women's volleyball. There was some aces in town. Derek Carr was there. Your other quarterback.
Aiden O'Connell was there. They were there together. Yes. I don't know if I like that, but whatever. it was good to show the support. Number four.
Here's the deal. I don't think I've seen Dollar Loan Center any busier than that. Like,
no, not since Wimby, and not even when the Silver Kings play over there.
Yeah, so, no, not like that.
I think that was a great, but we are a volleyball town. I mean, we got a history of Nevada.
Absolutely.
Junior volleyball league,
the AAU,
the AAU's here, so. I like that it was something that people came out to see, especially
it was. And, you know, I was a little thrown back by the prices. The prices were like $40 a piece for the cheapest ticket. Plus, you've got like a $10 fee. However, tomorrow, because when the thrill win, you win. So because of their victory on Monday, they had lost that opener here at home opener. They won on Monday. And because that win, you can get tickets for tomorrow's game against Orlando for 50% off. So tickets are literally like $16, $17 plus fees. It's the best way to get in there right now. Some great seats. Check it out. Dollar Loan Center. They have a game tomorrow.
What time is that game?
I think it's at 7.
Okay.
I think it's at 7. Yeah.
So if you can't make it tonight, definitely go check out our thrill. We got to support our locals. And
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You can't get in to get the car. Go see the thrill. Get in to get the car.
The Rebels won. Lady Rebels have won.
Boy.
I like that Natalie likes to text us while we're having a live show because she's watching it, but she's texting us anyways. So shout out, Natalie. Appreciate it.
Yeah, shout out, Nat, for joining the chat and then some.
And then just going through it. But yeah, good job for the Lady Rebels. That was a big one.
I know. Shout out to Coach Lindsay.
Spring training for sure. Mm-hmm. Spring training started. I know Nally's gonna like this one. Her Yankees and Giancarlo has slimmed down some. He said that he lost weight, that he is needing to change the narrative because of his constant injuries that have kept him off the field. He needs to be on the field for these Yankees. And he did slim down.
Yeah, he looks good.
Looks good. Listen.
He does.
Those two Yankees both look good. I can't be mad at them. Yeah, Major League Baseball also talked about expanding, maybe not soon, but like early 2030, like once the Vegas or the A's in Vegas settles in. I think there's I can't remember which stadium, which ballpark. If it was not Tampa. I think it was a Florida team. They're doing some renegotiations on building a new ballpark. Once those things settle down, they think that there's going to be an expansion, and it could be possibly Nashville, Salt Lake City, to see what happens there.
I mean, I can see Salt Lake City getting a team.
Yeah. They also talked about that the Las Vegas A's, if that does happen for sure, won't be playing at the ballpark, that possibly they could be either trying to remain in Oakland or playing in Sacramento until 2027, which
I kind of like the idea of Sacramento. Just let Oakland go.
I feel like Sacramento would give them way more fans than they get right now.
They would give them something to do, and it's still better weather. Like, I wouldn't want them to be, you know.
Yeah. So, we'll see how it all pans out. We got to go a couple of quick notes on the NFL. Raiders current quarterback, we don't know how much longer, Jimmy Garoppolo got suspended for 2 games for violating the NFL's performance enhancing substance policy. My thing is, we didn't see your performance enhanced. So
I sure didn't. But the thing of it is like the fact that you had to do that on top of, I mean, I think they knew, and that's why they benched him. I think they knew already.
And he is most likely going to get released shortly after.
But I think that was part of the reason they benched him. They just didn't disclose the benching. That could have been part of it. And then, you know, once the season's over, Super Bowl's over, they break the news. The healing pits. I mean, I don't know.
It's a lot.
Growing better pits. I don't know. Like,
There was some interesting gossip about Justin Fields and why he stopped following the Bears on Instagram. And he made some valid points, like, you know, why does everybody take social media so serious? And just because you don't follow the girl on IG doesn't mean you're not messing with
them. Absolutely, 100%. You do not have to follow the person of your significance. No. You don't even have to have them on your page. Like, who set these rules that you have to follow each other? Like, what the heck? But there's odd that he's not following his job. I mean, come on. It's the Bears.
I mean, like, it happens.
Like, why aren't you following them? Like, okay. You got a great PR person, but I like it, you know. But
why not? Let them have it. Yeah. Here's what's interesting. We all know that Russell and Sierra put their house in the market in Denver, Colorado. So there's obviously questions on what's happening with Russ. Most likely he's not staying in Denver. But there's already lines out on where he's going. So right now, the Pittsburgh Steelers are at a -250 to secure Russell Wilson to be their starter next year. The next one is Atlanta Falcons at +650. You've got the Patriots, Commanders, and Giants. But Steelers are the only minus points given in this long list of places.
I mean,
where
the Raiders +550, which I see him coming for a season.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like Sierra would much rather be here than in Pittsburgh, but I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, like another residency would be nice.
Hey, I wouldn't mind a Sierra residency. Yeah. I get down with it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. There's a list of girl powers this week, and I'm so happy to share all of them. First off, even though the Pac-12 is now the Pac-2 shortly, Teresa Gould is the official Pac-12 commissioner beginning March 1st. She becomes the first woman to be a commissioner of a Power 5 conference. So she's got quite the job ahead of her. Absolutely. In the next year or two. But to be the first woman to commissioner a Power 5 conference, like, give that up right there. Congratulations.
I love it. Like, that's amazing.
I love it. Also, for those that don't know, of course, you know, Vegas is big with basketball tournaments come the beginning of March. We've got Pac-12 women, Pac-12 men. There's Mountain West. There's, what's the other one? West Coast Conference, the WCC, a lot of them. Speaking on the Pac-12 women, there are 6 Pac-12 teams in not just the top 25, but the top 18. You've got Stanford at 3, USC at 7, Oregon State at 9, Colorado 11, UCLA 12, Utah 18. Like, 6 teams. This is kind of like how it was for Pac-12 football in the season. Right. They had 6 football teams in the top 25. These women in hoops in the Pac-12 are killing it. So kudos to them.
Well, when they come out here soon, you get to see Juju Watkins. You can take advantage of that.
Absolutely. Juju, yeah. You've got the girl from Utah. I forget her name. She is amazing. Colorado's got a couple killers on that team. Stanford, I mean, there's so many. We got to give it up to the Gamecocks as well, because they just beat Pat Summitt and the Tennessee Vols record of 42 straight wins. So Coach Dawn Staley and her Gamecocks got the 43rd consecutive SEC win.
Wow.
These adding upon accolade upon accolade. And hey, if you do watch Sue, Natalie, if you're still listening, Sue's Places, is that it? Sue's, I was just watching it today too. she did a little, she does, she's doing like kind of the history of college basketball for both men and women. Mm. She did something. She was getting tips on how to cut the net down correctly. And Dawn Staley was with her, and just some really good, you know, production for the Sioux places to see all these, you know, landmarks within college basketball history. That she went to Kansas, and she went to, of course, where she's from, and then the Gamecocks, and yeah.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Also, that U.S. women's national team beating Dominican Republic 5-0, which is great because, you know, we were all a little disappointed from their performance last
season. Oh, yeah. They've redeemed themselves.
Yeah. So they got some young girls in there. So one of the girls had suffered a torn ACL. So Alex Morgan subbed in for her. Here's interesting. The rules are is that when you replace an injured player, you have to wear their number. So Alex Morgan, who I think usually wears 12 or 13, had to wear 7, which is the player that she was replacing. So she had made a post like, here we go. I know this looks weird, but number 7. And she actually scored. So yeah, she got her.
That's good energy with that. That'll work.
Lucky. Absolutely. The young girls, Olivia Mulchar, had 2 goals. Midge really Purse, cool. 3 assists. Perse got 3 assists. They got Argentina up next on Friday, and then Mexico on Monday as they continue on the CONCACAF.
All right, USM. CONCACAF. NCAA, let's go.
Gold Cup. Yes.
They got this.
And last but not least, we all saw it happen. We all heard about it. Caitlin Clark surpasses Kelsey Plum for the most career points in NCAA women's basketball history. This was on Saturday. They don't play. They have, so here's the deal. Caitlin Clark, Iowa has 4 more games in the regular season. She is 99 points shy. I think she needs 99. So I think she's 98 points shy of beating the current men's NCAA record holder, which is Pistol Pete. That's how old that record is.
Pistol Pete. Yes.
Holds the title for most career points for men's basketball, NCAA men's basketball. If she can just score 25 points a game, she can be the all-time leading career scorer for all NCAA men's or women's. Come on.
And Caitlin. I think she will.
I think it's definitely 25 points. That's what she's been. That's her average, is like 25, 26.
I think it can happen. What can't this woman do? I mean, you're talking about a phenom. This is the phenom that we're seeing in 2024 that we didn't see coming in 2024. But give this woman all the accolades because she is doing the darn thing. And there is no nothing but pure, pure talent in this woman. This is all talent and skill. And she has been blessed with the gift of being one of the best and will go down in the history books. So I got to give it to her. That's dope. Like, this is who Caitlin Clark is. And she's selling out every game. She's got celebrities showing up. Like, this is.
They are in line for like, I mean, 5 hours before a game starts just to go in the arena. Like,
exactly right. Exactly right. Oh, wait till tournament season. This is going to be where the viewership spikes tremendously. And again, we will see an outstanding performance of viewership for women's versus men's, depending on how the men's play out. It's getting exciting, especially with the UConn situation.
It's getting really
We're gonna see how this pans out with viewership. So, yeah.
Talk about that UConn game though, real quick, because I know. I
mean, listen, no one was expecting UConn to lose. Like, I mean, that was an upset of big proportions.
What is the number? They lost to 15. The number 15, I think.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Like, I didn't even get a chance to catch the game. I just saw the highlights on SportsCenter, and I was like, wait a minute, you got to be kidding me. And that was announced last night. So I haven't really been keeping up on
it. Beginning to be March Madness. It is. The madness is crazy.
Yeah. And I don't want my bracket to bust on some small school we've never heard of that just dominates on number one and top seeded teams. Like,
you know, there's always one. There's always one Cinderella story.
Who's a Cinderella team this season?
Just
give me an inkling. Help me out with that. Just let me have.
Well, we're gonna have to start working on those brackets here in a little bit once we start getting down to the nitty gritty. But hey, guys, that's the show today. Yeah. We had a good one. We enjoyed you guys checking in with us. Same with that. If you're catching the tail end, you can catch the replay, or you can go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. It's free. At Girl Chat Sports on YouTube. Find us on Instagram, Twitter. Say what's up. Join the group. So hang out with us sometime. Super easy. The easiest. The easiest. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Share it.
Exactly.
Tell them to get with the program. Anyways. That's all we got for us today. Thank you, Natalie. We appreciate you tapping in.
Thanks,
John.
Thanks, Dre. Thanks for Sean.
Yes,
thanks, everybody.
Dre, yes, everybody. We appreciate
you.
Really
love you guys. Appreciate it. And yeah, let's have a good week of sports. Go Knights, go. Go Thrill. Go Lady Rebel.
Yes, let's get it. All right, we'll see y'all later. Bye.
We're out.